Currently, Australians voters cannot see who donates to political parties. Victoria and New South Wales have recently had reforms that allows voters to better understand who is donating. However, at a federal level, Australian voters are still underinformed about political donations. Camilla Chivers is an associate at Grattan Institute. She joins us now to discuss more. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So why is publishing information of big donors important?
Yeah, good question. Transparency is really the first point of call, I think, for providing a check on the possibility of there being undue influence to special interests in our political process. So we know money and politics have always gone hand in hand, and there's always a risk when you have political donations that they could be encouraging politicians or parliamentarians to put too much weight on the voices of some and not enough on the voices of others. So providing transparency allows the public to see whether that might be happening.
And so what do the recent reforms in Victoria and New South Wales mean for publishing donations?
Yeah, so in New South Wales, they already had quite a strong disclosure regime. The main change there was that they made disclosures much more timely. So now voters can see who donates to political parties within 21 days during an election campaign. And in Victoria, they brought in the same during an election, 21 days, plus a whole host of other reforms such as donations caps. So donors can't contribute more than $4,000 in Victoria now, and a much lower disclosure threshold. So any donation that's over $1,000 needs to be disclosed in Victoria now, and that was the case in New South Wales before.
So why was this seen as such an important thing in these states to address?
There's considerable concern in the community, I think, about what motivations are behind certain political actions. Trust in government in Australia is in free fall. If you ask people, do people in government look after themselves or look after the public interest, they tend to say they look after themselves. And transparency is a really important way for voters to get a view on what actually is happening. Is that suspicion grounded or is it not? And if it's not, then transparency helps to ease some worries.
Now, if transparency is required for good governance to take place, why haven't we already had these laws in the first place? Sorry, I stumbled over that question.
Good question. It seems like there's just been a lot of policy inertia on this. We actually had stronger disclosure requirements through the 90s, and then they got rolled back in the early 2000s. I couldn't make a guess as to why. There has been quite a lot of sort of agitation on this issue, and New South Wales, through the sort of late 2010, 2009, obviously had some serious corruption inquiries, and that sort of seemed to spark the change in New South Wales, and then that flowed through to the state. But at a federal level, that pressure still hasn't led to any outcomes. And that's part of the reason why Grattan Institute is looking into this and trying to kind of make the case for reforming donations laws at the federal level.
We're speaking with Camilla Chivers, associate at Grattan Institute, about political donation reform on the federal level. Now, as you said, at the Grattan Institute, you're trying to make a case for this, that this should be something to be taken seriously on a federal level. Mm. Are there prime examples that you're sort of looking to of this happening in federal politics that are sort of examples to reform political donations?
Yeah, it's almost, you start out on these projects and kind of look for a smoking gun. When you don't have a view on what is happening, that's actually very difficult to find. What what is more troubling, rather than a very specific case, is how much we don't know. So in during the 2016 federal election, there was more than $100 million in undisclosed donations made to the political parties running in that campaign. And some of that money probably came from mum and dad donors contributing $100 here, $100 there. But it could also be a product of donation splitting, which is where large donors can split up their contributions to be under the disclosure threshold, which at a federal level is already quite high. And then they don't need to disclose that donation. And because of those things, it's impossible for researchers at Grattan Institute, but also regulators and most importantly, the public, to be able to go through and scrutinise and see, is there a smoking gun that we can't see here?
And what would you say are the largest things that need to be reformed if this is addressed, hopefully, in the future?
Yeah, transparency is definitely the first point of call. So we need to lower the disclosure threshold at a federal level. We think that $5,000 would be a more reasonable disclosure threshold. At the moment, it's $13,000 plus at a federal level. So that's really the first thing. I think that donors should have to aggregate their donations under the threshold and declare them if they were above that threshold. And then once we've got more transparency, we can start looking at having more accountability in the system. So having more checks and balances along the way to make sure that there aren't any perverse outcomes coming from money in politics.
Well, Carmela, thank you very much for speaking with us and enlightening us about maybe some of the things that we don't know about political donations.
Great. Thank you so much, Tom and Casey.
Carmela Chivers there, associate at Grattan Institute, speaking about political donation reform and the federal government.
If you think that the laws need to change, make sure to contact your local federal MP to make a difference.